again, for media members on the line, just hit star 1 on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here this morning. We now welcome in the call the head coach of the Stony Brook Sea Wolves, Chuck Priori. Good morning, Coach Priori.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Quite a game between your club and Delaware, two top 15 teams that battled, and you guys come out on top 17-3 after the JMU game in the bye week. What impressed you with the way your team came out?
Well, I think we prepared correctly over the course of those 2 weeks. And then I think during the game, when adversity struck, early in the game, we had some opportunities. We didn't make them happen. We gave them the ball. They had some opportunities, and we were able to come up big defensively to force field goal attempts, which they missed. And so I think just our composure from losing the JMU game to walking on the field, I just think we handled all the situations correctly. And that's what we asked them to do for 2 weeks.
Your team runs for 222 yards against the Delaware defense. It is awful good against the run. Obviously a big day for Donnie Lee's team. What was the key to being able to move the ball against Delaware on the ground?
Well, they're a very good team, and they've got a ton of what I would call star players on their defense. I thought both Delaware and us defensively had good plans. I think we executed our plan specifically in the third quarter very, very well in the run game. But probably the key for us is we were able to come out in the first half and throw the football efficiently and effectively and make some first downs and create field position situations. I think it's about performance, and I think, our kids on the offensive line, our tight ends and running backs, played hard and really worked for the yards. And, Donnie made some nice runs, and, they got out, and, that's how the stats happen.
Got an immediate question, Q, if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Greg Madia with the Daily News Record.
Hey, Chuck. With as many CA teams that are kind of bunched together there with seven wins, do you think that's enough? That seven mark is enough to get a CA team into the postseason, or do you think you got to get to eight?
I think Danny gave us all that answer before, so I'll go with his answer. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to win on Saturday, or try to win on Saturday, and hopefully enjoy Saturday evening. It's in a committee's hands who have a lot of different factors to look at. So, I would say, like Danny said, I would potentially see multiple seven win teams get in from the CA this year, but that's just a forecast.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Chuck, Joe Carbone on a really tough day to throw, very efficient, 16-23, 178 yards, and had to have been good to have Donnie Washington back, catches the touchdown pass. What does it mean to have him back, and what did you think of Joe's performance in the conditions?
Yeah, I mean, having Donnie back finally, had missed parts of five games, three straight, was good. He's a kid that's been on the field for us for 4 years, and so it was important, and he made a couple of big plays during the game, and that touchdown catch was a real good route. Joe's a consistent player. Not flashy, probably doesn't get any of the accolades he deserves, but he's won an awful lot of football games over the past two football seasons, specifically, CAA games. Right now, he's 7-1 last year in the CAA, and 5-2 this year. That's a lot of wins under your belt against some great opponents. So I'm real impressed how he runs the show. He makes some plays. He doesn't get rattled. And at the end of the day, he runs our offense so that we can be successful.
Got another media question, too, if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your next question is from the line of Adam Peck with Brooklyn.
Good morning, Coach. Congratulations on the win on Saturday. I wanted to ask you about this coming weekend. Obviously, no matter how the seasons seem to go up until this point, Stony Brook and Albany always play pretty close games towards the end of the season. And now this year has added a level of intrigue with the potential eighth win on the line. And Albany is a team you're obviously intimately familiar with as an alum yourself. So how do you prepare for a game like this, a rivalry game with so much at stake, coming off of, you know, what was a very big win against the ranked team. Obviously, you know, you talk about preparation a lot, and you know, I'm sure that not a ton will change, but just the way that this game typically shifts up every year, you know, does it change your approach to practices? Does it change the way that the team responds to practices during the week?
Well, you know, I spoke to our team last night, and hopefully this answers your question. I told them that you can approach the last week of the season one of two ways. You can say it's the last week of the season, and, you know, we might extend, we might not, but and you generally won't go about your business correctly, even if you have something to play for afterwards. I think what I told them is let's approach this as it's our first CA game of the year, and to get off to a great start is really important. So hopefully they hear the advice. We had a great workout last evening. You know, I think we're going to be relatively healthy, and I think we're going to have a healthy attitude in our preparation, and you know, hopefully go on the field and represent Stony Brook correctly.
Thanks, Coach.
You're welcome.
Chuck, I want to switch sides of the ball to your defense, which really came up big. You hold a powerful Delaware offense to just 197 yards and the one field goal, especially effective of shutting down the passing game. What did you feel like you guys did well on that side of the ball?
Yeah, I think, you know, our defensive coaches and players executed the plan. You know, certainly Delaware's talented, they're physical, and have been able to, you know, get some big plays off on you. So we executed our plan. We made some changes going into the game of how to play some things, and I think we made some changes throughout the game when they did some things. But, you know, overall, I think we really played really fast, and we converged on the quarterback early in the game and got some pressure on him, which was effective. And then, you know, they got the run game out a little bit in the middle part of the game. We were able to come back and knock it down after that. And, you know, certainly we played great red zone defense. And we've played it all year, to be honest with you. We've held a lot of teams out of the red zone. I mean, we're efficiency in the mid-50s, which is really awesome. And nationally, it's way up there. So, you know, we were able to tighten down when it counted, and certainly a couple of missed field goals helped.
Saquon Jefferson with a big interception there in the fourth quarter that ended up setting up Donnie's touchdown that kind of put the game away. But at 10-3 in the point, how big a play was that he made?
Yeah, well, it was a big play. You know, we had, I think the series before, and dropped an interception that would have put us in great field position. So, you know, it changed the field position. It gave us momentum. It obviously stopped the drive that they were going on, and we were able to come out in a couple plays and put the ball in the end zone, and you know, be able to hold them over the last 5 or 6 minutes of the game, control them to not really threaten us and take enough time off the clock offensively.
As you've mentioned, with Adam, a rivalry game to finish up against UAlbany, a team that has an 0-7 CAA record, but has been in a number of close games right down to the wire, including last Saturday against New Hampshire. As you've started to look at them, what are some of the challenges that they present for you?
Well, if you didn't know the record, you wouldn't guess that when you throw the film on. You know, you're watching the film, and you know, you pause, and the scoreboard is reading in their favor a lot at times during the game. It's reading in their favor in the second half. It's in their favor in the fourth quarter. So I'm sure Coach Cattuso is a little frustrated with the record. But, you know, personally, I've watched them over the years. They play hard. They don't give up. They're passionate about success. They're coached hard. And every game is going to be competitive. So I see this game being no different than all the ones I've had with them.
All right, Chuck. Thanks, as always, for the time here this morning. Hopefully we talk again next week, getting ready for the playoffs.
Enjoy your weekend. Thank you.
All right, thank you.